It's probably not the day for it, but sometimes I like to just look up from, you know, my house, my backyard, my garden, wherever I'm standing, and just look up at the stars, look up at the heavens, and I don't know, just it gives you a little bit of perspective, you know? It makes you feel small but also empowered to be part of something so huge. And I think it's really interesting because these kinds of ideas around, you know, our place in the world and heaven and earth and the universe have been such, pardon the pun, universal ideas across all cultures. And I think it's really, really, really interesting to be talking about this kind of stuff now, because there is a brand new exhibit that's opening up in the Art Gallery of New South Wales. It's all about heaven and earth in Chinese art. And yeah, Sydneysiders have been given an awesome, awesome opportunity to get one of the oldest culture's representations of the whole topic. So the exhibit is now open at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, and it's got about 87 new, old pieces of art, including paintings and calligraphy and illustrated books, all from the East Asian region. And what's really special about this is that some of these pieces do date back all the way back to the Neolithic period, which is, you know, 12,000 years ago. You know, so it's pretty awesome that we have a chance to have a look. So I'm speaking with Yin Chao. She's the curator of Chinese art at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. Yin, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure, always a pleasure. So, look, Yin, tell us a little bit about the themes and the ideas behind this exhibit.
Well, the thing is, as you said, there are 87 objects, including actually 153 individual pieces coming from the National Palace Museum in Taipei. And
wow.
It is the first time in the whole Southern Hemisphere to hold an exhibition like this, a high caliber of Chinese art, because these artworks are all collected by the imperial, emperors from different dynasties since 12th century. And then the reason why they are collected, because they are so important in Chinese civilization. They are either fulfill the functions, you know, during the imperial era, either including the transmission of the political intent or the propagation of morals, or, you know, simply just for the aesthetic aims or emulation. Yeah.
Right.
So it is so important, so rare. And for Sydneysiders, it is a big treat, you know.
Definitely, it's a lesson in Chinese art and culture 101, you know.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah, as you said, it starts from Neolithic period all the way to 19th century. You know, covers a wide range of media.
Massive, and I guess there's a great opportunity to compare all the different styles of arts. But as you were saying, a lot of the different changes in values and of, you know, morality in the culture as well. So
convey from in this exhibition is a very ancient Chinese belief, which is in Chinese we call the Tian Ren He Yi. If you translate it literally, it means that heaven and the human should combine as one. So that actually is a very Chinese old way of thinking, like a human being should be part of the nature, part of, you know, one element, not like against it all, try to explore to the extreme. So I think it's very relevant to today's, you know, with all this global, you know, like a crisis of environment.
Yeah.
So I think it is a very timing for this kind of exhibition.
Yeah.
But I don't want to make this into a teaching, you know, like sort of a dogma thing. But so if visitors come to see the show, you will really see the exquisite artworks. And some of them, it's even really fun, including people who are like food.
Yeah.
You find something very special.
So tell me about some of the, I guess you've been curating this entire exhibit. What are some of your personal favorite pieces in the exhibit?
Well, they are quite different, as I said, you know, the wide range. You know, I think the most of the fun piece I find, you know, a lot of my colleagues agree, is that it's a piece of pork, which actually is one of the top three pieces, most popular treasures in the National Palace Museum's collection.
Wow. Okay.
It looks like if you go to a Chinese restaurant, you order a dish called Dongpo pork. It's basically braised pork belly you know, and then you see a little very soft set, you know, pork pieces
yep.
cooked in soy sauce and, you know, and wine. But in here, in this exhibition, you will see exact looks exactly like that, you know, mouth-watering, you know, piece, but it's it's made from a stone. Jasper.
Stone.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's yeah. it's lifelike, but it's made
yeah,
out of stone.
Yeah, and then you can see actually on the surface, you can see those indentation looks like the pores of the pork, and then you can see the fat layers, and you can my mouth is watering now, but you've been talking about.
And how
it.
Old is this piece?
This is actually in the 18th century, you know. So, yes, it's one of the pieces that the Qing Dynasty craftsmen cleverly turned a cold piece of rock, you know, into a delicious piece of rock.
It's kind of, it's funny pork. Because you still see that, you know, when you go to some of those, I guess, East Asian restaurants or takeaway places in shopping centers, and they've got the preserved pieces of, of food that are kind of on display. It's a very similar kind of concept, but
exactly.
hey, it's like 400 years old.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
amazing.
And also because this year is the year of the pig.
Of course,
so it is.
Of course,
so it's very, very interesting to come and yeah. And the other very intricate piece is in the same gallery with this pork. Behind the pork is a boat, but it's a boat carved out of olive pit. Six centimeters, maybe a giant olive. I haven't seen one in a supermarket, but this the olive pit is carved into a boat with eight people, teeny tiny people, sitting in the boat, and with two windows you can open.
Yep.
And also the underside of the boat has a poem written by a very famous Chinese poet, and it's 300 characters. We also know, unlike the pork, we don't know who created, but for this little boat, we know the person, craftsman's name, and also he carved it in 1737.
That's awesome. So we know the artist.
Yeah.
So
if you are in a gallery, we provided a QR code. You can scan the QR code and you will see a 360-degree rotating of the boat. So you
can really
exciting.
See
the
you can really get all of it.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So
tell
me a little bit more about why you think it's important for these kinds of pieces to be shown down here in Australia. You know that.
Yeah, as I said, you know, I think growing up in China, and all the Chinese should come to see, because these are the works like Chinese people read in the textbooks, and then, you know, we know a lot about the history of it, and then this is but a rare chance to see it, unless you go to Taipei. But also, each object has its story to tell, and also about the society where it was, which was produced. So it's really it's a gateway to know Chinese history, Chinese culture, and then the who's who in Chinese art history, the Chinese technique of, especially painting and the calligraphy, that's so different, from the Western art. So I also encourage the art teachers, if you want to teach about Oriental art, especially art from influenced like Korean art, Japanese art, or Vietnamese. They all have this ink art. Then this is a very rare chance to see the original masterpieces.
It sounds like a great opportunity, to immerse yourself in, I guess, art and culture that's so, so different to what we're used to on a daily basis. So,
exactly.
Yeah. And how long is this exhibit running till?
This is a exhibit that's going to be on until May the 5th. So you have the whole Easter holiday.
Definitely.
To explore. But and also we have a series of TV, movies, films from Taiwan, 11 of them. It's all free. So you can come on Wednesday or Sunday, to know a little bit more about the culture. And food culture, and other cultures in Chinese civilization. Yeah.
Well, look, it sounds like it's going to be a really, really great exhibit. I'm really looking forward to coming down and having a look as well. Mm. So, Yin, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. And tell your friends and all come to don't miss this opportunity.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, look, that was Yin Tao, the curator of Chinese art at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. That's Heaven and Earth, the new exhibit that is in there. It's going to be on until the 5th of May. And look, if you want any more information on that, you can just head over to artgallery.newsouthwales.gov.au because, yeah, you can find out more about all the film timings, as Yin was talking about as well. So, hey, looks really interesting.